I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, May 27th. There are now 1,165 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. 113 people have died from the disease, and there have been 797 recoveries. There are over 93,000 cases statewide. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he believes graduation ceremonies can be held at Veterans Memorial Stadium before the July 18th date set by the state. Koch says he'll petition state education officials for a waiver to allow the in-person ceremonies sometime in June. The mayor says there may need to be two ceremonies for Quincy High School and one for North Quincy High in order to achieve safe social distancing guidelines. The mayor will introduce his plan to the school committee tonight. Quincy police issuing a warning about an uptick in the so-called grandparent scam. Police say they've received numerous reports from older citizens claiming that they were contacted by a grandchild who needed money for bail or to get out of some other sort of trouble. Police say the victims are instructed to wire the money or purchase gift cards. In one case, police say the scammer showed up in person at a senior's home to collect payment. Quincy City Council has two more budget hearings this week to review the mayor's proposed $340 million spending plan that begins July 1st. Virtual meetings are scheduled for Thursday at 5:30 p.m. and Friday at 9 a.m. The meetings are held on the Zoom app and are carried live on Quincy Access Television Channel 9. Reminder, there is a one-day delay for trash and curbside recycling pickup this week due to the Memorial Day holiday back on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Wednesday, May 27th.